Françoise Ndiaye Chimier, a doctor who now works for UNAIDS, says she did not know who to turn to when she tested positive for HIV in 1996.
I was really very shocked because I couldn't talk to anybody. It was at the time that being HIV positive with a death sentence. And at that time, it was very different of now because there was no counselling.
Ndiaye Chimier spoke at the launch by the ILO and UNAIDS of a campaign for voluntary and confidential HIV counselling and testing at the workplace, or VCT at work.
Today is very different, and that's why we are here. Today, I think that people who are afraid of going for testing do not have any reason for that. Today, the stigma is going down and down because more people are open about it.
When people know their status, they can go on to access HIV care and life-saving antiretroviral therapy. That is why it is so important to step up testing and counselling. ILO Director General Guy Ryder pointed out that some 7 million people eligible for treatment are not accessing it, and that about 40% of people living with HIV are not aware of their status.
And in that context, the workplace is really a tremendously important entry point to generate demand for and increased access to testing and treatment. So scaling up HIV testing has the potential of closing the gap in the treatment continuum. This is a critical step if we are to save many more lives and prevent many more new infections. Today, we send out a strong call. Test, test now, test today.
UNAIDS Executive Director Michel Sidibé, for his part, said the campaign is not just about testing.
What it is about social justice. It is about redistributing opportunity. It is about refusing exclusion. It is about making sure that innovation, science, discovery could be able to reach people without voice.
The VCT at Work initiative, launched on the sidelines of the ILO's International Labour Conference in Geneva, aims to reach 5 million workers by 2015. Patrick Moser, reporting from the ILO in Geneva.